kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kayo ba mga kababayan ay may mga sinusundan or mga fina-follow na mga content creators at mga social media influencers? Nako, marami niyan ngayon at isa na rin yan sa nagiging parang source of income ng maraming nating mga kababayan dahil lahat ngayon ay nahuhumaling na no, sa mga online contents ng iba't ibang mga kababayan natin. Pero sa panahon din po ngayon kung saan mabilis nagbabago ang mga uso sa social media, may ilang tao na nag-iiwan naman ng tatak sa mga netizen. At isa na dyan, si Manu Toreno. Isa po siyang mananayaw, performer at digital creator na may mahigit 1 million followers sa Facebook, 1.3 million followers sa Instagram. Ang kanyang Instagram name ay @manuletyet at mayroon din siyang 3.7 million followers naman sa TikTok. Pero paano nga ba dumami ng ganito ang taga-subaybay niya at saan na siya dinala ng pag-indak sa social media dito sa Australia?
Nagsimula po ako way back, like 2020, yung panahon ng pandemic. So lahat po tayo nasa bahay and nag-experiment ko ano mga pwedeng gawin natin sa bahay nang hindi tayo, para active tayo, gumagalaw and yun yung time na nag-start ako mag-post sa social media.
Pagsasayaw ang naging tulay ng 28-anyos na content creator mula Laguna na si Manulet o Manu. Sa may ikling video habang nakangiting, umiindak ng hip-hop at breakdance na hinaluan ng magkakaibang transition at editing skills, nakuha niya ang atensyon ng maraming netizens.
To be honest, hindi ko po in-expect talaga. Kasi yung content ko po is to bring positivity. But also, I'm doing that content kasi masaya akong ginagawa ko siya. At the same time, parang hindi po siya pressure for me. Kumbaga, wala po ako ina-impress na tao. I know na kapag ginawa ko siya, may mga tao manonood sa akin at ngingiti. Yun lang naman yung mission ko is yung mapangiti yung tao, magbigay ng positivity sa mga nanonood and mahawa sa ngiti, mahawa sa saya. Saya, yes. I've been a dancer po since I was a kid. And yun po yung passion ko talaga is pagsasayaw and pag-tumbling. Yun yung una kong mga hilig or passion. And I guess sinundan ko lang yun. Sinundan ko lang yung passion ng pagsasayaw and using social media, kinombine ko lang sila. And thank God, I am here right now. Kasi ginawa ko, hindi ko siya isinantabi. Kasi importante yun eh. Kapag may naisip ka, gawin mo siya. Huwag mo siyang hayaang matulog sa tabi. Yung idea mo, gamitin mo siya. Bring it out there. Kasi you'll never know who's watching. To be honest, hindi ko po in-expect talaga. Kasi yung content ko...
Mabilis lumago ang kanyang mga followers online at hindi nagtagal, unti-unti na rin nagkaroon ng dance collab sa ilang mga sikat na personality sa Pilipinas si Manu. At dahil sa husay sa pagsasayaw, nagkaroon na rin siya ng mga proyekto sa iba't ibang bansa.
Nakalibot na ako sa ibang bansa. Like, I've been sa Singapore. I worked there for 6 years doing what I love, which is dancing and doing tricks. Dubai, same thing. I performed in Dubai. I went to US too. So, ginagawa ko lang po yung mga content, social media, and dance. Connecting with community like this, big community. I love connecting with people. And now in Australia, still doing the same thing. So, malaking bagay yung naitulong ng social media sa for me para ma-share ko yung talent ko sa buong mundo.
Ang social media din ang naging daan para makilala niya ang kanyang partner na isa ring dancer at content creator mula naman sa Australia na si Olivia Moffitt.
I am here right now kasi yung partner ko is from Sydney, Australia. And nilibot ko siya sa Pilipinas. So na-meet ko siya sa Pilipinas. Sumayaw kami doon. My partner is Olivia Moffitt. She's also popular on TikTok na tinatry niya rin yung mga Filipino foods and stuff. So, nilibot ko siya sa Pilipinas. And nag-exchange kami ng culture. So sabi niya sa akin, why not I'll bring you to Australia to experience my culture. That's why I'm here. At first, visit only, you know? And I just want to experience Australia. So she brought me around, and I love it. I fell in love with Australia straight away. The beauty of the scenery, yung mga beach, ganda, and yung mga tao. So multi-culture, diverse, lahat, especially Filipino. I was like so surprised na ang daming Pilipino dito, and I felt at home.
Ayon naman kay Olivia, malaking bahagi ng kanilang relasyon ang kultura ng bawat isa. Kaya't bukod sa kanilang pagsasayaw, naging patok din ang mga content nila na nagpapakita kung paano nila tinuturuan ng bawat isa ng mga gawin sa Pilipinas at sa Australia.
I think personally, going to the Philippines, I was so, my mind was so open, and I was just amazed at the different culture and the different lifestyle that Filipinos live versus the lifestyle that I've always lived. So I thought if I went there, it would strengthen our relationship for him to also see my life and my realistic lifestyle that I live every single day. And I think for us to be in a relationship and for it to work, we need to understand each other's culture, and also for our future, you know, if we have children eventually, for us, our kids to understand that they come from two different places and they need to know things. So I think not only me learning his culture, but allowing him to see my culture and what Australia has to offer. So, yeah.
Dahil exposed ang kanilang mga buhay sa publiko, batid naman ang dalawa na isang hamon para sa mga content creators ang patuloy na paghuli sa interes ng kanilang mga followers. Pero ang pagiging totoo sa harap man o likod ng camera, ang anila'y nagbibigay sa kanila ng mas matibay na koneksyon sa kanilang audience.
I actually support disability support worker, helping with youth mental health, disabilities. So that's my main thing that I do. And we just fit in social media because it's part of our lifestyle. Yes. We love what we do. It's not something that's forced or something that's like a job we have to post. It's something that we genuinely love doing. And I think that's what can separate us from a lot of other content creators. We try to be authentic and real. Just like when I shared my food videos in the Philippines, mm-hmm. there was things I didn't like, and I was honest, and yes. I said I didn't like them, you know. I'm not going to pretend, you know. So, yeah, we make sure we have at least one date night a week, and the 22nd of every month we go on a date.
Yeah.
And, yeah, trying to support each other as well because we have a similar goals and similar yes. mindset, and we both want to do social media, so
yes,
it works hand in hand.
Habang malaking tulong ang mga platform tulad ng TikTok, Instagram at Facebook sa kanilang tagumpay, hindi rin nila maikakaila ang mga hamon na dala ng social media sa mental health, lalo na ng mga kabataan. Kaya't narito ang kanilang payo.
People that are influencers and do have a platform should use their platform in a positive way and be mindful of the things that you are sharing. Obviously, being real with yourself, but also creating things and talking about things that are in your day-to-day life. If you are struggling with mental health and, you know, it's so easy to compare yourself to other people, especially on social media, and you only see maybe 5 minutes of someone's 24-hour day, and it's so easy to compare yourself to that person. So I definitely think it have a huge impact, both positive and negative, but be mindful who you follow.
Yeah.
Be mindful what information you're taking in as a consumer, because it's so easy to fall into a trap of comparing yourself to others, but I think just remembering that you are you, that's your biggest superpower, nobody else can be you.
Nagpasalamat naman ang dalawa sa kanilang mga followers dahil sa dami ng oportunidad na kanilang nakukuha, ganun din sa mainit na pagtanggap.
Yes, upcoming, so Justice Crew announced yung Australian tour nila and they want me to be included, and I am honored to be part of it, and I'm so excited, but they will post more about it soon. So yun, thank you. Because of them, I have this opportunities. Not only that, they make me happy because, and it makes me want to create more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not now, before it was just for me, for myself, but now it's not like that. It's for people that are following me, that believes in me, that supports me. So I just want to thank them all, and I love them, you know.
Yeah, I definitely, it's like a big thank you, because without them, we actually wouldn't have met.
Yeah.
Without social media, we wouldn't have met. And I think personally for myself, I do have quite, most of my followers are actually Filipinos, which is from when I was traveling. I think it was cool. They enjoyed seeing an Australian try their food or be in their land or with the locals and seeing somebody different doing what they do in their day-to-day life. So I think that's awesome. So I appreciate that Filipinos are so accepting of myself as an Australian. So it's awesome to feel the love, and I'm constantly told how amazing I am, how beautiful I am. And it's so refreshing to hear, because here I don't hear that often, you know. So it's really nice to just be, people appreciate what we post. Thank you for all the positive comments, because at the end of the day, sometimes your comment can turn our whole day around and make us feel so good about ourselves.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
E-like, e-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.